forest, that 64 homes.
You've got access on the road the way it is now. Do you think your project will work if the road doesn't change? Because I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but I think you'd be in court the rest of your life trying to get that road wide.
That's a good question. That's a good question. It sounds like there's going to be quite a bit of opposition. If I don't think it would be right to have folks that are going to buy a nice home to, you know, have to go down a road that's 16 foot. I don't think it's fair to the neighbors as well, which is why we proposed to widen it. All I can say is that we were offering to make the road better to try to fix the problem. That's all I can say. And that's a reputable bid from John Escobar, who works in town. So.
But if the road doesn't work out, and I know we're not, I'm not Stone County, if it doesn't work out and you got that road, make your project work?
I'd have to discuss it with my business partners. I think people would still buy the land, no doubt about it. It's sought after in this area. There's no inventory, and the demand is very, very high. And it's actually selling right now in Kimmerling City, you know, for without even it being platted, just for the opportunity to buy the land with the lake view, they're going like hotcakes.
Do you think if you did a nightly rental product, though, people could go back there on that road?
Enjoy
a week or a night? Or, I mean,
they go on roads worse than that to places to enjoy a week around town. I can't say. But I can say that the road needs to be improved, and we're willing to participate. And that's not just making it, cutting the road in. That's maintaining it for posterity. And for when you decide to sell, you have a nice road going up to the property. And I've done that twice. It's happened to me. I've had a really nice road, even in the subdivision that I'm in now. They developed the road, and for 2 years there was nothing but construction. And in the morning, you know, the heartache of, you know, a machine cracking rock. It's not fun, progress. It's not fun at all. I've lived through it. But the end result is my property is much higher value because of the conformity of the area and the types of homes that they put in there and the nice curbs and sewers. And it just seems like progress does increase value, but I don't want to get into an argument over value. I'm just trying to tell you what I've seen in the past.
Okay, I think both sides have given us a lot of information and data, and you guys heard from the community the month before, and ultimately right now what we're tasked is that parcel appropriately the size and scope to be considered in R1 for single-family residents, and to either recommend approval or denial. Again, we're not the final authority, but to move it to the next direction. So any further follow-up? Or?
So the density of 60, that's based on what you're having to pay for the land. Is that what you have to have?
It's still yet to be determined based on what the Department of Natural Resources is going to have us do, and also what the power company is going to have us do. There's a lot of bids that would need to go out after this process. So, but yeah, it's we just want to. It's a careful balance, right, of trying to make the money out of the property that you can hope to make by the investment, and then also making sure you're not mowing down every tree. You know, there's a careful balance between aesthetics and profit. So we're just trying to manage that. So what Mike Stelzer has done for us is he's just kind of letting us know what the parameters would be so we can kind of make a choice.
The number 60, though, that's come from something. You've done some math.
That's from, like, basically the maximum number that we can put in based on the maximum prohibitive type of DNR system and the number of flow and wastewater that we could actually manage appropriately. That's what those numbers are based off of. But again, that plat isn't final, to answer your question.
Jeremy, on this, what you got from the back, says this is for budgetary pricing only.
He did. He had Mike Stelzer's plans. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But once you set out and get an engineered set of plans, I would imagine that's going to change quite a bit, especially if you have to have stormwater or ditches on both sides or what, you know, whatever. I would think if you're going to do that, you build county standards. And I don't know what Stone County standards are, but they're in Haiti County, they're pretty strict on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had Mike talk to Scott Bailey, who works over there, and Scott and John went to the site.
So the plans are preliminary in a sense, but the grading includes ditches, the roadway width, slope grading, all that. So the mass moved is probably pretty close to what's going to happen. So I think what John provided is pretty accurate. Obviously, what you don't have is the surface course, whether it's asphalt or chip and seal. But I think as far as a road, you know, you have to keep in mind that there's a portion of that road that is complete, in effect, at least 16 feet of it or so.
So you're at... I understand all that, but it's just for you to budget. And if I were doing this, I would go quite a bit higher.
Correct. These numbers are budgetary. You know, it's obviously we're working off a preliminary plat. It's a concept. That's for Jeremy to do his financials and then arrive at a conclusion on density, profitability, and how he wants to move forward. But when we start this, we try to paint a picture of this is the maximum lots you can get based on roadway width, lot width, product they want to build, and then, of course, the access to the property. So, yes, it's all preliminary. It will change, but...
At least we wanted to get you something by tonight.
Correct.
And we had the owner of the company and his lead price guy go out to the property on site, use Mike's plans also for measurements to try to come up with the most accurate bid we could.
And Scott Bailey and John Escobar, Scott's been doing site construction around here for 25 years probably. So he can put a pretty good thumb on it just walking it.
I think, again, the road is really nothing that we can address tonight. I know it's a concern, but...
It's a concern of all these people that are out there.
Yeah. But, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. If you didn't sign up to speak...
There was one other question somebody...
Okay.
And I'm not sure maybe one of the attorneys can answer that. Can you build a road in that subdivision if you don't want to be landed? So usually if people want to... Somebody wants that. Sell some lots down here or build on these lots. It's in the subdivision. They've got to build a road to them.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to do anything in that subdivision. So that would be something legal that you would have to work out. I've never experienced anything like that as far as professionals.
Well, I figured if we were using the road, we'd offer to fix it. And I don't know if everyone would do that.
So again, on the zoning, what's before us is NR1, which would allow single-family residents for nightly rental to approve or deny based on, to me, really the density, the size of the property, and the area community. We have no rights. You know, from the road perspective, other than, I guess, common sense or overall consideration of the project, but we're given very specific instructions in reference to that. So any other comments amongst us, or?
Seems like a lot to ask to just say, okay, on 66 units, when in fact he doesn't even know. And he's got to go out and do a bunch of homework, DNR, all these things. Maybe that's what he should do. Or we just say yes.
Well, he's come to, for two meetings, and as a landowner.
As devil's advocate, he's got to know if he's going to be able to do it before he spends a bunch of money. He's got to get his engineering for his DNR. He's got to do all that. He may drop $100,000, and then we tell him no. So he needs an answer. I was late this evening, and I apologize to everyone. I knew this was a big deal. And I talk too much at these meetings, I always do. But I wanted to be here for this. He needs an answer.
Let me have that.
And I commend you guys. We come in here a lot of times and we listen to repetitive things. There's a whole bunch of people here, and you pick three speakers. Thank you. We get the idea. Now I'll give you the sofa. He deserves an answer. And the only way to get one is with a motion. So don't come out with the pitchforks and sides. But we need a motion on the floor. I move to approve his permit as requested. If we can get a second, then we can have a vote. We can be done.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the application as presented. And I'll have to read a specific one either way once we... Got a motion and a second for approval. Any further discussion before we vote?
Do you want to read your motion first before you vote?
Well, I wanted to see if there's any question. Are we good?
I'm okay with the project. The only concern I had was the access, and I think I got my answer that it is a public road, and your property joins it. But I was led to believe by the one gentleman speaking that you had to own property in the subdivision. I don't know that that's necessarily correct, it being a public road, because you're part of the public also. And with that joining that road, I think that question, I believe, is correct, that he does have access. So.
Okay, so the motion that we're going to vote on is a motion to recommend approval of the application 21-022 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by John Jr. and Michael Messina for the parcels located at parcel 19-2.0-03-000-000-004.000 Tall Tree Drive to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to NR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
So, Scott, have you got the count?
I can't see you. You'll have to get the count.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4. You got? And opposed?
And the count of the motion
5-4.
5-4. Motion. Okay.
Motion carries.
We'll let your applicant know when his county commission meeting is.
So for everyone, there's a holiday on the 21st, so the meeting will be the commission meeting will be Tuesday, the 22nd, 2/22/22 is the date. What time, Scott?
It's scheduled for 9 a.m.
Scheduled for 9 a.m. Thank you.
It's a public road. He's part of the public. That was the part I was calling, and I couldn't hear it go. You see, so there's one over there. Left one foot in between the road and the property. There's a reason for
that. If that was a paradise subdivision, like the grand, you could drive through the grand to get to the paradise. Think about it. what he said.